How about hitting pain where it hurts? Because that's what a lot of adverts have told us that their products will do. And also what doctors have been trying to do for a very long time. Because a major problem with anaesthetising things is there are very often side effects. And when you anaesthetise or turn off pain in one part of the body, you inevitably also shut down other nerve pathways, such as the pathways that enable you to move. And it's been a long-term goal of anaesthetics to try and find a way just to affect pain. And that's exactly what a group of researchers who are working in Harvard University, led by Clifford Wolf, have managed to do this week. Because what they've done is to use some strange ingredients. They've used chili, which is the stuff that makes your tongue burn when you put it in curry, and they've combined it with a derivative of an anaesthetic, a local anaesthetic agent, which is called lignocaine.
That doesn't sound like a great curry to me.
You don't have to eat it, thankfully. You actually inject this stuff. But the derivative of lignocaine is called QX314, and the reason it doesn't work in its normal form as a very good local anaesthetic is because it has a positive charge on the surface of the molecule. And the way local anaesthetics work is when you inject them, they go into a nerve fibre, they dissolve and pass through the membrane, the outside of the nerve fibre, and then they go inside the nerve and lock onto a channel in the nerve from the inside. So they have to get into the nerve, and if they've got a positive charge on their surface, they can't do that very well. So what these guys have done, by combining capsaicin, chili, with this stuff, the capsaicin locks onto a certain channel on a nerve fibre, which is only expressed on nerve pain fibres, which is called TRP, or TRPV1. So when the capsaicin locks on, it opens up this channel in the nerve cell membrane, and then the QX314 anaesthetic flows through that hole in the membrane, gets inside the nerve cell, and blocks pain. But because only pain fibres have this capsaicin receptor, it's only them that are infected. And what they actually did was to put this into the sciatic nerve of rats and mice, and this is the nerve that supplies the back leg. The animals could move around perfectly normally, showing that they weren't affecting their motor pathways, but when they put them on a warm surface, the animals would sit there quite happily, but normal animals would jump off quite quickly because they felt that it was hot and unpleasant.
Because that could have amazing benefits in childbirth, obviously, when you give someone an epidural and it kind of knocks them out from the waist down, so that could potentially be really
great. I can see how this would be really exciting for exactly that reason, that's right, because when you give someone an epidural, they can't move properly and it makes pregnancy prolonged, it makes childbirth uncomfortable because you're stuck on a bed once you've had this. This could be a way of making it much more selective.
Let's hope they get that act together by the time I have a baby. Anyway,